Artist Barbara Kruger is known for her images and installations combining terse, often provocative text and images, super enlarged elements of photographs collaged to address issues of language and meaning. Her "I shop, therefore I am" has become its own cliché. Along with the current work in the Venice Biennale and in Berlin, recent surveys of Kruger's 40-year career have been shown in Chicago and Los Angeles, and now in Manhattan at the Museum of Modern Art and the David Zwirner Gallery. Karen Michelle reports.
There's a familiarity to Barbara Kruger's work, a deceiving comfort in faces and phrases most of us have heard or seen before. Before entering the David Zwirner Gallery in the busy, construction-clattering Chelsea Gallery District, the artist invites us in.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Once inside, it doesn't get any quieter. The more than a dozen pieces on display are all electronic, many with soundtracks. There's new video work, LED screens with changing text, wall-sized photographs overlaid with the artist's signature phrases, including a reworking of Kruger's iconic, "I shop, therefore I am." The piece, a photograph of a hand in black and white holding a red sign with the white letters of the title, is constructed like a jigsaw puzzle, coming together, then collapsing, to begin again. Kruger's work derives from stints in the 1960s while in her teens, working for Condé Nast, doing paste-ups. Here she is in a 2016 interview for the National Gallery of Art.
In those days, everything was cut and paste, and I would do a page design involving type and sometimes images. My job as a designer morphed into my work as an artist, with big differences on the level of meaning.
Kruger no longer relies on magazines or television for source material, but the ubiquitous internet. Texts come from philosophers, linguists, playwrights, poets, politicians, the Pledge of Allegiance. Kruger says, issues about power, value, unfortunately, do not grow old.
We love that you produce babies with your body, then shape them and nurture them. We tried that, we don't have the patience.
If there was one artist that was ready for the change in our culture in this kind of way of information circulating and using it, it's Barbara.
Bellatrix Hubert is the senior partner at the David Zwirner Gallery. The issues and the use of technology in Kruger's work, says Hubert, translate to a younger generation.
I have two young daughters, and I brought them to see this exhibition, and they they see a lot of art, and they connected to this in the most immediate way. And, you know, Margot's 13, Barbara's 77, but they are completely on the same wavelength when it comes to culture and finding information on the internet.
Sorry.
Further uptown at the Museum of Modern Art's three-story atrium, few of the visitors are actually looking at the black and white installation. Instead, they sprawl on the floor, vamping for each other, and taking selfies. The work seems aptly titled.
So the installation is called Thinking of Me, I Mean You, I Mean Me.
Lanka Tattersall is a curator in the Department of Prints.
When you see the installation, you'll see that over the first you and the first me, there's a great big green X. And so really the title shifts. Who is me? Who is you? And I think for Kruger, one of the real ways in which her work is so perceptive is through her constant attention to the questions of the narcissism and voyeurism that characterize so much of our age.
Entering Kruger's installation is like walking into a giant kaleidoscope of words that confront, assault, envelop the viewer. They are everywhere, on pillars, walls, floor. There's the familiar, money talks, and there's you. You are seeing and being seen, caught by the mind's eye. Six lines of gradually smaller text that ends with the beckoning, come closer. Curator Tattersall says the artist's message isn't about self-isolation.
For me, it points to a kind of idea of our personal responsibility to one another, how we care for each other, how we respond to each other, how we exist in society and in social structures in response to each other.
Not that the artist means for that message to hit viewers over the head or eyeballs.
humor has always been a driver of my work, whether you want to call it irony or whether you want to call it parody or commentary or even satire or just a simple grasp of the goof.
For those who'd like to embody some of Barbara Kruger's works, MoMA's design store sells shopping bags, t-shirts, and sweatshirts emblazoned, "Thinking of you, I mean me. I mean you." How's that for irony? For Here and Now, I'm Karen Michelle.